Greek town. The restaurant was damp and dim and showed every indication of having been hollowed out of a massive stump, with floorboards scoured as white as wood grubs and tall booths separated from the stools at the counter by an aisle just wide enough for skinny waitresses like you never see in Greek town. It was Greek town, and the only waitress in sight looked like a garage door in a uniform. She caught me checking out the booths and trundled my way, turning stools with her left hip as she came. "You are Amos Walker?" She had a husky accent and large, dark, pretty eyes set in the wry dough of her face. I said I was, and she told me Mr. Xanthes was delayed and sat me down in a booth halfway between the door and the narrow hallway leading to the restrooms and back. Somewhere, a radio turned low was playing one of those frantic Mediterranean melodies that sound like hornets set loose in the string section. The waitress was freshening my coffee when my host arrived, extending a small right hand and a smiling observation on downtown Detroit traffic. Constantine Xanthes was a wiry 5 feet and 90 pounds, with deep laugh lines from his narrow eyes to his broad mouth and hair as black at 50 as mine was going gray at 33. His light blue tailor-made suit fit him like a sheen of water. He smiled a lot, but so does every other restaurateur, and none of them means it either. When he found out I hadn't eaten, he ordered egg lemon soup, bread, feta cheese, roast lamb, and a bottle of ouzo for us both. I passed on the ouzo. Greek town used to be more than just fine places to eat. He sighed, poking a fork at his lamb. When my parents came, it was a little Athens, with markets and pretty girls in red and white dresses at festival time, and noise like I can't describe to you. It took in Macomb, Randolph, and Monroe streets, not just one block of Monroe like now. Now those colorful old men you see drinking Ritzina on the stoops get up and go home to the suburbs at dark. I washed down the last of the strong cheese with coffee. I'm a good P.I., Mr. Xanthes, but I'm not good enough to track down and bring back the old days. What else can I do to make your life easier? He refilled his glass with ouzo, and I watched his Adam's apple bob twice as the syrupy liquid slid down his throat. Afterward, he was still smiling, but the vertical line that had appeared between his brows when he was talking about what had happened to his neighborhood had deepened.